When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is Film on Mike, and the Doobie Awards are this Friday at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale from 6 to 10. I'll be there. You better be there, too. Now, back to the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky. Bonte, you know you ain't a king in Filmo. Nah, I'm playing.
No, he ain't, Filmo. No, he ain't. Spadoni and Lubman filling in for Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. We're giving them the day off to go pamper and prep for the Doobie Awards, which is tomorrow.
Doobie Eve?
Huge. Yeah, Doobie Eve. Much better than Christmas Eve, some might say. The Doobie Awards are coming tomorrow, December 20th. Take the day off now, honoring the best moments from the morning roast all year long. The best guests, the best callers, the best freestyles, the roasters. Yeah, all of you listening right now are invited. Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Be there or be square from 6 to 10 a.m. Get there early. Food and drink. I mean, this is the best part. The food and drinks when he provided, baby. Go to 957thegame.com for more details and to RSVP. This is about celebrating the show and the listeners, Sammy. Come on. It's been a fun year, man.
It has been a fun year. It's been an all-time year on the Morning Roast. We've had some incredible characters, and I'm very excited to, I'll be honest with you, I'm very excited to see what a lot of these listeners look like. Because, I mean,
a voice to the face.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, like, because most of these people are going to be showing up. Like, I screen all their calls. We talk to them all on the air. And you do get to know them as you screen these calls. You know, some callers, you know, a little bit better than others. Unfortunately, one I've gotten to know a lot over the last few months is BPA. He will not be there. He will be listening, though. I have been in touch with him. He knows to be listening, to call in just in case.
I believe the phrase he uttered why he's not showing up is he likes to have separation of church and state when it comes to radio.
He likes to keep a certain level of mystery in terms of who he is. But, you know, I like that. I like that Brian in Palo Alto is basically just
I have a big mouth sometimes.
He does have a big mouth sometimes, but he's not a GM either. So very excited to meet him. Very excited to meet a lot of the other listeners here. Just, yeah, I'm curious as to what they look like. Like, we had our show meeting yesterday to kind of put, you know, some of the final touches on the Doobie Awards and what we need to do and what still needs to get done. And there's still a lot that I need to get done
today.
You'll
figure it out.
One of the things we talked about was like, yeah, what are these listeners going to look like? And so I think that's what I'm most interested in tomorrow is just like, yeah, like you don't know what people look like by their voice. And so be curious to see.
There you go. That's Sam Lubman alongside me, Joe Spadoni, 888-957-9570. So the Doobie Awards tomorrow, but we're talking Niners. We're talking Dolphins right here on 95.7 The Game. And listen, it's not that this is like going to be the end-all, be-all performance. They got the Dolphins, they got the Lions, they got the Cardinals. You want to show some pride here the next couple weeks. You don't want to just lay over and just take all these L's. Although some fans might say it's not the worst thing if you're trying to do draft position at this point. If you're already knocked out of the playoffs, and I think they have like a 0.1%. They have some sort
of
percentage.
It's not happening.
It's not happening this year. The tie-break scenarios, the things that would have to go their way is damn near impossible. But for a guy like Brock Purdy, for a guy like Debo Samuel, for a guy like, I don't know, George Kittle, who's been having an awesome season, for a guy like Ricky Pearsall, like, that's a guy I look at right now, Sam Lubman, in these next couple games. Can Ricky Pearsall show me something? I mean, you invested a first-round draft pick in this guy, wide receiver out of Florida, by way of Arizona State prior to that, was a teammate with Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk goes down, shreds his knee, and obviously, what took place prior to the season, Ricky Pearsall getting shot right down the street over here in downtown San Francisco. Sad, horrible. He recovered, but didn't get that, you know, symmetry early on in training camp because he was already dealing with injuries prior to that. And so he couldn't get those reps in with Brock Purdy, but now they've really needed him these last few weeks and he just hasn't shown up. He's had one catch. He's had just a couple of targets here. And Greg Cosell, our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, Sam Lubman, I'm going to play this sound and I want you to respond to it. He knows tape better than anyone. Greg Cosell has been doing it for a very long time. This is what he said about one Ricky Pearsall, and that, you know, maybe we should take it easy because he is just a rookie still.
And he wins on some routes. You know, sometimes the ball's not thrown. He obviously won on the 16-yarder on 2nd and 9 midway through the fourth quarter, where he beat Witherspoon on the in-breaker. And actually, Purdy had a move in the pocket on that play, which was really good pocket movement, making an off-platform throw. And then he obviously, on that deep, you know, ball, I forget who he ran by, but he just ran by him with speed, and that should have been a walk-in touchdown. So, no, I don't, you know, the other factor, too, is you have to remember he's a rookie. Okay, think back to a lot of rookie receivers. Was Brandon Ayuk a big-time stud in his rookie season? No. I mean, you have to understand these things that sometimes it takes time. I can go back in history and talk about a lot of receivers that have become good, and no one's going to put Pearsall ever, you know, in the category of the Jamar's Chases or the Justin Jeffersons or, Devontae Adams, who, by the way, also struggled in his rookie year. But I don't think there's a problem with rookie Pearsall.
That's Greg Cosell, who joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday right here on 95.7 The Game. You can find that entire interview on YouTube, or download the Odyssey app. Again, the Odyssey app is awesome. It's free. Download that sucker. You can find every single interview we have at the station, every segment, everything right there. Download the Odyssey app. Favorite 95.7 The Game. You can find that there. And Greg Cosell joined us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Sam Lumman, your thoughts when you heard Greg Cosell say, you know what, maybe take it easy on Slick Rick Pearsall.
I agree with that statement. Yeah, taking easy on Ricky. It's kind of hard to really, I think, draw a lot of hard conclusions from Ricky because he just hasn't been involved in the offense. You know, he mentioned Brandon Ayuk there in that cut about how Ayuk wasn't a stud his first year. That is true. Brandon Ayuk in, you know, 12 games his rookie year, 96 targets, 748 yards receiving, 5 touchdowns.
I mean, that's not bad, though. You look at what
you're not going to shake a stick at that.
What's Ricky Pearsall done this year?
He's done basically
13 receptions for 153 yards.
But Tony, they're not throwing him the ball. I mean, Cosell had a point. They had a couple routes on Thursday that Ricky did run really well. He did have his man beat. Obviously, there's that deep ball to Witherspoon that Brock kind of underthrew it there. I thought Witherspoon just made a hell of a play there as well to defend the pass. Also, on the second to last play of the game, for Brock, where he, before he threw, this wasn't the second last, yeah, it was the second last play of the game, when the Niners were trying to, you know, basically scramble down the field in like 10 seconds or something, he had Ricky Pearsall on an out route to the left sideline, wide open. Brock just whiffed the throw there on that one. So Ricky has been open. They're just not doing a good job of getting the ball to him. So it's been very frustrating and disappointing what we've seen from Ricky Pearsall this year. Mainly, though, because it's the lack of opportunities he's had. Like, how are we supposed to make a judgment on Ricky Pearsall?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
When there's nothing to really make a judgment of.
What's concerning for me on this front, because I don't think Ricky Pearsall, I'm not burying him. He has a chance. Like, listen, once he has an entire offseason with Brock, they do a bunch of reps, they get on the same page, because that's so damn important, especially as a rookie, trying to build trust, and that's the big word here, trust. I don't think Brock Purdy trusts Ricky Pearsall yet, and I don't blame him because he just hasn't had the opportunities to build said trust. I'm going to lean on George Kittle. I'm going to lean on Deebo Samuel. I'm going to lean, when I have him, Brandon Ayuk. Hell, I'm going to lean on Juwan freaking Jennings, who's been their best receiver this season. So once they start building that, then I could have a stronger conclusion on what this guy could potentially be going forward. That being said, it is really tough just to see you invest a first-round pick in a wide receiver when you thought you were moving off of a Deebo Samuel or a Brandon Ayuk. You end up keeping both of them. You add on Ricky Pearsall, and he just it's just been wanting, is what I've wanted to see. The lack of a true bona fide number one receiver for this 49ers team, it's not the end all be all, but it would have certainly helped to have Brandon Ayuk healthy this season, just to see what this offense, when everyone's healthy, could be. And now you didn't have Christian McCaffrey. It's just, what I'm trying to say is this lost season has raised so many questions for me going forward for the San Francisco 49ers, Sam Lubman. And I don't know what to expect next season. And there's going to be a lot of question marks that Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, when it comes to this roster and building this roster, are going to have to answer. What do you do with the wide receiver room? Do you move off of Deebo Samuel? Because on one point, I feel like you have to just because of the salary. But on the other, it's like, am I going to next season where Ricky Pearsall is going to be my number one wide receiver alongside Juwan Jennings?
Well, I don't think it's going to get that bad.
Well, I don't know if Brandon Ayuk's going to be healthy to start next season. That guy's got his knee shredded. There was more damage than just the ACL. There was some MCL damage in there as well. So I don't know if he's going to be back locked and loaded and looking like himself at the start of next season. Juwan Jennings, I love the guy. He's not a true number one. He's been playing as the 49ers number one, but he's not a number one wide receiver. Like, I am very concerned about what Brock Purdy is going to have on his plate next season when Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Brian Baldinger all told me that he needs everything right around him to succeed. If everything's not going to be right around him to succeed, then maybe I don't want to pay him all this money.
Oh, yeah, so let's kind of tackle the first thing you brought up there, and that's kind of working out those chemistry things. Because, yeah, you bring up a good point, Spadoni, in that, yeah, it was hard for them to kind of get in sync together. When you miss training camp like Ricky did, you know, it is hard to build that you know, rapport up with your quarterback. And Brock, I mean, you talk about things not going right for him this year. He throwing Ricky and Brandon Ayuk. Brock didn't have that training camp there to work with him. But I think that's what these next three games are for Ricky Pearsall. Like, let's scale back how much we see Deebo. You know, we don't need to have Juwan Jennings bail out this offense as much. You know, let's just see more of Ricky Pearsall. Let's force, you know, let's maybe force the ball to Ricky a little bit like we were doing with Deebo on Thursday night, because how else are we going to be able to learn what Ricky Pearsall can do unless we just get him the ball? So this is your chance these next three games. Let's build some chemistry. Let's, you know, if you're feeling a little hesitant, Brock, to trust him, you know what? The stakes are pretty low right now. You're not playing for a playoff spot. The season, as you said, Spadoni, is lost. So this is your chance. Let's take some chances. Let's you know, make some mistakes. Let's get messy. Shout out Miss Frizzle and the Magic School Bus. This is your chance to do that. Yeah, you didn't think that reference would be brought up this morning.
Four.
So this is your chance these next three games. What's at stake for Ricky Pearsall? This is where you kind of, this is almost like your training camp, so to speak. This is your chance to kind of find that chemistry with Brock and finish the season strong and kind of use it as a jumping off point going into next year, because, yeah, there is a chance that a lot more is going to be asked from you. Coming into the season, you know, I'm sure if you'd ask the Niners, what was the plan with Ricky? If you had Ayuk and Deebo fully going at the beginning of the year, it would have been a lot easier to kind of ease Ricky into the season, because you would have had three receivers, really, because you include Juwan Jennings in there. that would kind of be able to eat up the big yardage, the big plays, stuff like that, and allow Ricky to kind of just ease himself in there a little bit and take it day by day. And then going in the next season, you unleash him a little bit more. You didn't have that opportunity this year. These next three games, though, take the training wheels off. Let's just see what the kid can do.
That's Sam Lubman. I'm Joe Spadoni filling in for Bonte and Chasky right here on the Morning Roast. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromise. Let's dive more into this. And I want to hear what Steve Young had to say earlier this week. I believe it was on Dan Patrick. He had some interesting comments in regards to Brock Purdy and compared him to another quarterback that got paid. He might play for a team, I don't know, with a star on their helmet. Let's just say that. So we'll get into what he had to say on the other side. And let's dive into the skill positions on this 49ers roster. If Brock Purdy is the sum of his parts, if he is just the captain of the ship, but he has to have everything else around him, he has to have the wings have to be perfect, you know, the cockpit, everything, the stewardesses, they all have to be on their P's and Q's. If he's the captain of this ship, though, I guess I should say airplane because the ship is just on the water, but you got what I'm saying. Is this 49ers receiving room good enough right now? Like if I go into next season with Kittle, Jennings, Debo, Ayuk, and Pearsall, is that still good enough for Brock Purdy to succeed and be an MVP caliber player again? 888-957-9570. We'll discuss on the other side on the Morning Roast.